pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Going to give you a chance to be a winner today. River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. Yeah, they've got RVs and boats as well. That's out of my league. I don't need an RV or a boat, but I like hunting and fishing. Dick Turpin, outdoor enthusiast. I don't know what we would call him for an official title, outdoor guru, expert enthusiast. He's going to be putting on some seminars. He's going to be hanging out in a teepee while he's there.
The MacGyver, I think, of the outdoors, perhaps.
I think Ben Wattis was the only person I knew who you don't know, but the only person I knew that like put a teepee up and hung out in a teepee. So those are cool. But we'll talk to Dick Turpin about that. He'll be there putting on seminars. We'll give you a chance to win tickets. We've got Tri-City Storm hockey tickets to give you. Got a lot of football to talk about. We'll talk a little bit of basketball. Someday on this show, we might talk sportsmanship. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that someday. Danny and I have both had a couple of off-air talks here lately about that. And that's all coming up as well. Some good high school basketball last night. I got to see a couple of great games. Minden, well, they went into last night. The boys and girls combined 22-1. They come out a combined 22-3 after St. Paul beats the Minden girls for the first time this year, 54-48, win the boys game 71-60. No slouches. Both St. Paul boys and girls are now 10-2 on the season. So some good basketball last night. And tell you what, Minden, they just show you that they could score a ton of points at any time. The problem was, they were like the Huskers. They only had 25 points midway through the third quarter, and they were down by 19. And then they scored 29 in the fourth quarter. They cut it to 4 and couldn't get any closer than that. But what a ball game it was.
29 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's basketball.
26 on the other side. Wait a minute. Let me before we – I want to get to the score of the night, which isn't – oh, there was some stuff last night, Daddy. There was 3 pages of stuff last night. A lot of girls basketball last night. Not as much boys, but Kearney Catholic, you know what? I'll give them a little credit. They were down 20-5 to Grand Island Central Catholic's boys, ranked 4th in the state at Grand Island after the first quarter last night. That's 15. The final score, 56-45, which I believe is 11. So that's pretty good hanging with a team that really has you outmatched in most spots on the floor. So a tough game there. And in the girls' game, excellent game there. Kearney Catholic avenges an earlier season loss, 55-53 to Central Catholic. But here, Daddy, I believe is the score of the night. And I'm looking, hopefully I'll be able to see the box score later today in one of the local publications. But here's one that would make you scratch your head. And it's, you know, two of our friends, two of our programs that we've seen before. Not so much Lawrence Nelson, but I've already seen Red Cloud this year. Final score, very competitive girls game last night. I don't know if they matched up well, if it was good defense, if they stalled. But the final score, Red Cloud 29, Lawrence Nelson 28.
Oh!
In overtime.
No! No!
Please tell me that was 1-0 in overtime.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
In overtime. Oh, Daddy, 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 Daddy. Let's see. Just for your enjoyment only, let me scan here. I saw a couple early this morning as I was trying to wipe the tears out of my eyes from the pain I am suffering. Boys basketball, here's 54-16. I thought there was one other one here that you would really be impressed by. Maybe that was it. 54-16. The girls really kind of took a thumping last night. Number one, Alliance, defeats Shadron in girls' hoops 62-24.
Who had 16? Tell me.
Not around here.
Oh.
Other girls' basketball. See, here's Blair 65, Plasma 64.
There you go.
There you go, Daddy. There's a little dance for you. boy, I feel sorry for our friends in Ainsworth. Their girls' basketball team, probably the worst team in the state. And this, I'm not making fun. It's just, it's too bad. And I hope that they get things straightened out there. But D2 Chambers, 71-29 over Ainsworth last night. They're having some troubles. We need to have a post. You know, if you're going to play third place games at state, let's get together these teams that need a win so they don't have to go into summer without picking up a win, boys or girls, and let's bus them somewhere. Let's use lottery funds. Let's make sure that the kids don't have to pay for it, the schools don't have to pay for it. Let's get them together, and let's let them play some basketball. Here's 78-22 last night. Class A ball, and I haven't seen these teams, but remember a couple of our friends that have seen Lincoln North Star said that they're just a horrid Class A girls basketball team. Maybe better than Fremont. But they won last night, 38-25.
Ooh.
Over the Lady Packers of Omaha South.
You know, I actually spoke with the Ainsworth coaches on the girls' side.
Good guys. Good guys.
Real nice guys.
94-20.
They have not had a player scoring double figures this year. They have one girl that averages 4 points. 4 points on the nose. That is their leading score.
They play a lot of kids.
Got that going for them.
Anywho, you know, it's a day like this where I'm going to need, you know, I don't feel good. But as the boys say, you got to battle through it. Thank God it's only an hour show today. Maybe a special guest later on in the show today to kind of brighten things up, talk some sports. Kearney High's Rustin Dring, he's going to go to UNK. Is that okay?
It's okay with me. The more local kids, the better, as far as I'm concerned. It just helps the attendance. I think people like to follow those kids. I think people like, you know, have followed him throughout his high school career. Fabulous, fabulous career. Obviously, some injuries late. Put a damper on, you know, some records he should have had. I believe he fell short of the career rushing mark by 17 yards. Derek, maybe you can help me out here. Is that correct?
I think it's less than that. I think it's like 9.
You know, anytime it comes down to that, you know, just bad deals, you know, towards the end of, but a great run nonetheless to go through a stretch like that. In Kearney High football, yeah, we'll take every one of those kids at Kearney at UNK.
The Bearcat Pipeline. You know, one thing about that, it's good for the parents. It's good for the family. They don't really have to change their wardrobe. It just pretty much stays blue. You know, you can use the blue. We didn't talk a whole lot about this yesterday, but two kids that were wavering. In fact, one that was gone. Are now back with Nebraska, that being the 6'4", 220-pound defensive end Josh Williams out of Denton, Texas. Said he was going to go to Colorado after he committed to Nebraska because of the coaching search. Collins Okafor made it official a couple days ago that he is coming to Nebraska, held the press conference and everything. So I guess recommitting.
Interesting about both of these kids. Both of them are three-star kids, but both of them are listed to be in the top 50 players out there at their position, so there's not a lot of 4- and 5-star people. You know, when you see, well, how come we're not getting the 4- and 5-stars? Well, there's not a lot of them out there to get. There's, you know, there's obviously more and more 3- and 2-star athletes out there, and you know the way these kids can develop. You know, that's a great pickup for Nebraska.
And speaking of Nebraska, you know, I can't, in good faith...
You didn't have to watch it.
Any long, thank God. I can't, in good faith... You know, we've had Alex March on. We've had Aday Dogunduro. We've had Ryan Anderson. And I know they're good kids. And the problem is, it's not the kids. It's just the cloud that continues to set on Nebraska basketball. Here is what I hope after last night's agonizingly painful, pathetic performance in a 55-51 loss at Colorado is that this is the final time that we have to talk about a loss like this for Nebraska. 0-3 on the road, 2-10 in Big 12 road openers, and not against Texas, not against Bobby Knight, you know, not against Oklahoma when they're making their runs, but 55-51 at Colorado, the worst team in the league. But as I told you yesterday, Daddy, Colorado had to be thinking over there, this is one of the few games that we have a chance to win. We must win it, and they did. Cookie Miller, 18 points. Alex Marsh, 14. They combined to go 11 of 19 from the field, while the rest of the team shot a Doug and Daddy-esque 5 of 28. 34% from the field. 34% for the team.
You know, I had an opportunity to watch most of the ball game last night, and Matt Davidson at the start of the second half goes, I've got to think that one of these teams is going to go absolutely crazy and score 30 points the second half.
Ooh, 30.
And they laughed about it. You know, they run set up plays, and it seems like every once in a while they would get a wide open look and knock it down. But more than not, they went 5.5 minutes without a field goal. How is that possible at Division I level? I mean, there's
Wait a minute. We have an email here from Rick in St. Louis says, oh, it's possible.
Yeah, that's another bad deal. That's a real bad deal, Doug.
Did you see Majerus and the boys? They scored 20 in the loss to George Washington. Then they take nationally ranked Dayton to overtime the very next game. You just knew it would happen.
Did you hear what he said?
No.
It's kind of like step kids. I didn't pick them and they didn't pick me. We're just battling through it.
Oh, Ricky.
I thought that was a pretty good synopsis of, you're just sitting in your office shaking your head afterwards. Interesting, though. Merrick, at times, looks like an NBA lottery selection, and then he disappears for extended periods of time. And I don't know if they don't look to get him the ball. I don't understand it for sure. Because it looks like, he's had some monster performances. You go back to the Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa, a year ago when he went off for 38.
You saw the game. Was it a three-pointer or March? Was that, again, the offense last night?
Pretty much.
Well, there's your problem.
Or you got Cookie Miller, who at 5'6" listed, I'm thinking more 5'3", and Jerry Bailey happens to be 4 inches taller than him.
Jerry Bailey's a jockey. That's so fun.
Who obviously Jerry Bailey's going to be giving a seminar in Horseman's Park, by the way. That's another time. But Cookie Miller will slash your lane very, very quick, very, very elusive. And he made a couple very, very nice, highlight reel, whoop-de-doo, loop-de-loop, going towards the basket. But other than that, it's an offense predicated on getting. It seems to be set up for one play, and they try and get one player open, and if he makes it, great, but it's 25 seconds into the shot clock, and if he misses it, they go down to the other end of the court, and Colorado's offense is terrible, too. That's going to be a long season. And, Nebraska comes home to face Baylor. Baylor takes care of business against Oklahoma State, who absolutely just beat down the Red Raiders on Saturday, so... If you can figure out this Big 12 deal, call me, because I'll buy the ticket to Vegas.
We're only a couple games in. Nebraska women at Oklahoma tonight. It will be televised. Channel 17, my TV, in the Tri-Cities tonight. That game airs at 7 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to talk about, maybe the reason the Cowboys lost is because everybody wants to leave in the coaching staff, and the Nebraska Aggies. That's right. You never thought that there would be a second Division I football program with Nebraska. Creighton doesn't have one. There is no Nebraska State. Well, you know what? It's the Nebraska Aggies. We're going to talk about that later on the show. But when we come back, Dick Turpin is going to join us, outdoor enthusiast here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell, "Food fight!"
Not only does Lips Printing Service of Kearney have a wide variety of printing procedures, we also have a wide area that we provide service to. We come to you. We deliver to you. And our website is easy for you to use. No matter where you are located, Lips will provide the best in printing service. Visit our website at lipsprintzone.com or call us at 308-234-2319. Done right. On time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Kearney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Kearney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Kearney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs, and Westwood One is your exclusive home for all the action. Hi, this is Dave Sims. Join Bob Trumpy and me in New England as Tom Brady's Patriots continue their march towards a perfect season. Then in the NFC title game, Bill Rosinski and Jim Fossil deliver the Giants and the Packers. Two amazing games. The winners move on to Super Bowl 42. If it's championship Sunday, it's right here.
Catch all the action Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is Tom Craig, number 9 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A snow and blowing snow advisory is in effect across the area today, as we'll see some snow showers, and an inch or two of accumulation is possible by tonight, along with areas of blowing snow developing. We'll see temperatures stay steady or falling through the 20s with north winds 15 to 30. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth.
Feels like Jimmy's guitar is right in my left. What is that, clavicle? Good God. This just in. Minden, seriously, with the air conditioning. Seriously. Good Lord. You know what will make me feel better? Lunch.
Oh, yeah.
At the chicken coop. They don't have a bad seat in the house. You settle in. It's a big, comfortable. You know, I like the high top. I like sitting at the high top. You know, tall chair. Maybe even in the back there where they got a lot of high tops. You can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop, and they have great food and drink specials every single night featuring all the Coop's favorites. They have a ton of great pizza, the Drunken Italian, the Pepper Jackaroni. You can get single topping. They've got some specialty pizzas as well. And, of course, if you're just coming in for a little snack, why don't you try their chicken feeder appetizer, combination of six wings, buffalo chips, onion rings, and cheese sticks. Every time I say buffalo chips, it reminds me of the Buffalo Dance. I can't remember who sings that. Wasn't that like a one-hit wonder? Anywho, yeah, I'm asking you a music question. What the heck am I thinking? They're supreme pizza loaded with all your favorites. I'll tell you what. Check them out today at the Chicken Coop because there's just too many college basketball games on to watch them all. The Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Not a bad seat in the house. I'm telling you, Daddy, chicken tender hoagie.
Ah, lovely.
Mm-hmm. I just chicken wings. So many great flavors. You know, whether you're getting the boneless or whether you're getting the real thing. I'll tell you what, there's just so many great, great lunch
hot
specials.
Hot wings hurt my tummy. It's okay. Don't worry. They've got all the flavors for you. They don't have to burn.
You're watching TV, you're throwing down a drink, whatever, whether it's a water, whether it's a lemonade, a tea, an alcoholic beverage, a soda. They've got it geared up for you with your favorite food at the Chicken Coop. Daddy, some bad news. Some bad news yesterday. This is one that flew under the radar. Mike Cameron has agreed to a $7 million deal with the Milwaukee Brewers. Daddy, tell the people, not because he's got a 25-game suspension at the beginning of the year that he has to serve, but tell the people why that's bad news in Central Nebraska.
Well, it clogs up the outfield for our Drew Anderson.
Yep, Drew has made the 40-man roster, and it looked like they kind of cleared some space there. And for Drew to make the 25-man roster, boy, that really looks tough now. You bring in a potential all-star in a Cameron, and...
Interesting, though, perhaps, obviously, you did say a 25-game suspension at the beginning of the year. Drew has been told he's got an opportunity, maybe just, they're not guaranteeing you anything, but to jump up and down, maybe move around a little bit between the Major League organization and AAA, and, hey, that's a great opportunity to work your way in the lineup and make a name for yourself.
Daddy, let's go to the email here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. What an egg the Husker men laid last night. With a target of about 9 more wins needed to secure a ticket to the big dance, they had to beat the worst team in the league and couldn't. Was it just a bad game? Well, it definitely was a bad game. We can hope, but I think we will see more of that kind of basketball in league play the play we saw against Oregon. I hope I'm wrong. Hell yes. But I see no consistent scores other than March and only one real decent long ball shooter in V-Lander. Is it Mark? But he can't defend. Recruiting athleticism is great, but someone has to be able to be a consistent threat to put the ball in the basket. Remember, Doc Sadler still didn't recruit most of these guys. There's no one right now, so Alex is left to try it all himself. In Big 12 play, that is not a good recipe for success. Hope I'm wrong. The question is, will there be enough Oregon-type games to offset the agony? Jeff and Carney, no.
No. No. I think we're in trouble there. What do you do?
Seriously, Baylor's better than Nebraska, then you go to Kansas, 0-4. Hopefully Nebraska wins Saturday, but I'm not putting any stock in it.
Doug, a year ago, Jay Norvell left the Nebraska coaching staff for bigger and better things. One of the reasons he did that because his wife has a, I don't know, is it MS or something, needed the warmer climate of Los Angeles area, of a Phoenix area that was really going to help her out. Well, he's there for 1 year. Coaching staff got fired. So he's going to return to the warm climate of Norman, Oklahoma. Be the offensive coordinator, passing game coordinator, and wideouts coach with the Sooners.
Well, these guys are going everywhere. I made fun of the Nebraska Aggies. Randy Jordan has been hired by Mike Sherman to be the running back coach. And why wouldn't you want Buddy Wyatt as your defensive line coach? I mean, he just knocked him dead this year in Lincoln as a defensive line coach. Why wouldn't you want Buddy Wyatt? Tim Cassidy, associate athletic director for football. Dave Kennedy, the strength coach. Former Nebraska quarterback Zach Taylor, expected to join the staff as a graduate assistant. What? The Nebraska Aggies. There you go. Nebraska Aggies. The only problem is we don't play them for 2 years. Kind of like to get our cracks at them now before maybe they figure something out.
So certainly a little bit interesting. And, you know, you hear Bill Callahan this year during all the turmoil with that defensive staff saying, good football coaches, they're going to be in demand.
Except Cosgrove.
Well, Cosgrove and Elmation haven't really been in demand.
Where's Callahan going?
Well, we're looking forward to finding that out here.
I'll tell you what, one other thing. Turner Gill, contract extension at Buffalo, which back in the day you would have thought, what?
Yeah.
No! 2012. Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dick Turpin is scheduled to join us, and Daddy says we have a special guest that's going to make me feel better right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
So far this year, OnStar assisted customers in over 90,000 emergencies.
OnStar Emergency, this is Maureen.
I've just been in an accident. I've been rear-ended. I need police assistance.
Okay, and I do have you on Salermo. Let me get them on the line. I'll comfort you. Please. OnStar Emergency here. One of our customers has just been rear-ended. Let me get him on the line.
Hello, sir. What happened?
Standing at a traffic light. Lady wasn't paying attention, slammed right into me.
Is anyone injured?
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay, we'll send someone out to check on everyone just to be safe.
Okay.
When you need help, just push the OnStar emergency button.
All right, do you need me to stay on the line until emergency services arrive?
No, thanks for your help.
Oh, you're so welcome, sir. You have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Getting help in an emergency is just one of 9 OnStar services standard with the first year of your OnStar-equipped vehicle. Visit OnStar.com to find out which one is right for you.
Winter blues got you down?
It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Longnecks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8. Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon. When your kids need you, will you be there? Not just today or this weekend, but years from now. In other words, are you fit enough to live to see some of the exciting moments yet to come? Is a few dollars a month now worth the priceless times ahead to see graduations, weddings, and grandkids? Stop by the Kearney Family YMCA during the Pay the Day membership campaign, because through January, the price you pay for the building fee is the date. So it's never more than $31 all month. And the sooner the better. No cumbersome contracts, and your membership can be paid in easy monthly installments. Hurry, the sooner you join, the more you save.
For more exciting high school sports, we've got you covered this week. Thursday on Power 99 FM at the Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Overton as the Eagles host Elwood. Girls at 6:15, boys at 8. And Saturday, it's the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships starting at 3. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Friday night, Hastings High will host Grand Island Northwest. And Saturday, Adams Central is at Grand Island Central Catholic. And on ESPN Radio, Friday, it's Lincoln Southeast at Kearney High. Saturday at Gothenburg. God dang it, I had it too.
This is Josh Berge, number 19 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations 14, 16, and 1550 AM.
A snow and blowing snow advisory is in effect across the area today, as we'll see some snow showers, and an inch or two of accumulation is possible by tonight, along with areas of blowing snow developing. We'll see temperatures stay steady or falling through the 20s with north winds 15 to 30. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A special Loper Luncheon tomorrow at the UNK Health and Sports Center. They will start at 11:45, so speakers will start at 11:45. The Elite Eight Women's Basketball Committee members, Sandy Michael and Tina Cray, will be on hand. We will be talking with those ladies tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and a variety of coaches and special guests will be speaking tomorrow, special announcement tomorrow at the Loper Luncheon. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, maybe you can change how you can profit, not how you farm, by using the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system. Fits the way you farm. Here, you can choose pre-emergence residual herbicide followed by post-emergence herbicide. Pre-emergence residual herbicide tank mix with post-emergence herbicide. Or post-emergence herbicide only. The superior crop safety of the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system can provide additional bushels on your yield, an increase of up to $13 an acre or more to your bottom line. Isn't that what it's all about, the bottom line in your farming operation? Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today. They know what fits your local growing conditions and your local operation. Dyna-Gro is on the cutting edge of new technologies that enable you to reduce risk, increase performance, and maximize profitization. And that's what it's about, people, maximizing profit. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today.
It's become official in the last hour. Tony Sperano is no longer the assistant coach of the Cowboys. He's the head coach at Miami. Jason Garrett expected to meet for a second time with the Atlanta Falcons today. Baltimore has already offered him the job. Jerry Jones says he wants to keep him, which leads us to this email from Mike in Omaha, listening on ESPNSuperstation.com. Mike says, you know, I hadn't heard this one yet. Jessica Simpson equals Yoko Romo.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, what's going on? Our Cowboys, and I say are because they are, our Cowboys. They lose, and then they lose coaches, and boy, it doesn't look good for next year already. What's
going on?
We think
Bill Parcells would leave and just steal our whole coaching staff.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now. Bill Parcells is not winning in Miami. He's not the coach. They're not winning. They stink. They're terrible. You know what? They're terrible. I feel terrible. I need something to cheer me up, Daddy. You promised. You promised that you would find something today to cheer me up on the Doug and Daddy Show. What do you got?
That's why I dialed up Stephen Simple from Lincoln Journal Star.
Sip. Good morning, Sip.
Hey, now, guys, you still got Witten. You still got Marion Barber. You still got T.O. That team's good, Romo. Romo's okay.
God, I hope so. But I would have went Carrie Underwood. You know, you got to go Carrie Underwood here.
Now, wait a second. You're telling me Carrie Underwood over Jessica?
Any day of the week.
Oh, you got glasses.
You know, I'm going to tell you what. Just because Jessica Simpson thinks chicken is tuna, you know, you don't have to worry about that with Carrie because she doesn't eat meat. So, you know, anywho. Sip, we haven't talked football in a while.
And I feel better already. What have you been doing? When there's no football season, what are you covering? I'm reading the paper. You got stuff going on.
Recovering from that coaching search. Last I talked to you guys, we were in the thick of it. I was not in a good way. Those things take their toll. That takes me about 3 months to recover.
Well, hopefully we don't have to do it again for a while.
God, I got to think 5 years or 6 years.
You think they'll let him stay that long?
Well, God, I would hope so. You know, yeah, I think it'll work out fine. I mean, the issue, I think, will probably be teams trying to come and get him. We're really speculating now before they've even started their winter conditioning. But, you know, I mean, yeah, I think we're safe for a few years.
Sip, you mentioned in your article today in Lincoln Journal Star about the energy of the assistant coaches at Saturday night's basketball game. They had some fun out there.
Yeah, it was really, you know, if there was a lot of energy in that building, you know, for the basketball game. But that was introducing those assistants. That was a great moment, I thought. You know, it is what it is. I don't want to make it more than it is, but there was a lot of energy, and it was kind of a memorable thing. And I thought the head coach handled it really well. It's not easy. I mean, I've watched, you know, you watch a guy have to go out there. You're totally on the spot. You know, not only are there 14,000 people in the stands, but God, all these cameramen are right down on the floor, and people are kind of hanging on your every word. So you don't want to, you know, talk like I do. He did good. It was good. It was very good. That stuff helps.
All right, Sip, you know me. I got to be on the other side now since Daddy has been for the last year.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the same. I just want you to compare, I guess, is what the bottom line is going to be. Because when Bill Callahan and the crew was introduced, people were falling out of their seats to slap him on the back. When Nebraska came out in the spring game and loaded up in the power eye and then switched into the spread formation, you'd thought God had come down because of the applause and the cheers. So what's different about Nebraska's fans' perception of what happened this week and what's been happening and what happened 5 years ago when Bill Callahan came in?
I don't know. You make a great point. It's hard to say what's different. You know, without polling everybody, but my sense is that what's different, Doug, is, I don't know, there's a lot of similarities, I grant you, and you're right, you are exactly right. It's just, I guess it's, the differences now are that Steve's gone, and I think people feel better about that. To be honest, I mean, I'm just going to be very honest, you couldn't have Pelini here with Steve here, so that had to happen. Steve had to be gone. And I don't want to get into all that, but you know, what's different? Well, that's one thing that's different. It feels different around here, and it's hard to describe. Well, I'll tell you one way. It's easy to describe, okay? I say it's hard to describe, but it's not totally hard to describe. You know, if you wanted to walk over to the coach's offices right now and go up and say hi to, you know, Mike Eckler or Barney, you could do it. I mean, you could literally probably go over there, say, hey, I just want to say hi to the guys. You know, they'd say, all right, go ahead, go up second floor.
No social security, no thumbprints, no five-digit codes?
No, it's so different, it's almost bizarre. I mean, you go over there and you're welcomed by everybody. It's a whole different atmosphere. It's much more low-key. And a lot of that is Osborne. Some of it's Bo, and it'll continue to be that way because Bo will be one of the more unassuming head coaches you'll ever find. I mean, he doesn't think, you know, he doesn't operate like he's running the Pentagon.
Amen.
He's a football coach. He don't care about all that stuff. I mean, he thinks it's kind of strange, you know. He knows the ramifications and the importance of the job. I mean, I don't want to portray this as something that it's not. He understands what it's all about, but at the end of the day, he's a football coach, you know? I mean, this isn't CIA we're talking about.
Sip, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I think the major difference is Bo Pelini's real. I mean, he says what he feels. I mean, Bill Callahan would seem to be fake to a lot of people.
Well,
a lot of verbiage.
Anthony, you're very perceptive. the thing that Bo
Whoa. No one has ever used that line on this show about Daddy ever. Sip.
Daddy.
You're talking to Daddy.
Doug.
You're talking to Daddy.
Daddy's perceptive.
Oh, no.
He's got a point. He's got the thing that Pelini will always say, and you'll hear it over the next few years, is... I'm just going to be myself. He always says that. He doesn't get nervous about, like, the halftime deal. He wasn't nervous because he said, look, I'm just going to be myself. It doesn't matter, you know. And any situation, that's the way he handles it. That's why he's kind of relaxed, you know. He doesn't have to put on airs. He just says, whatever, you know, I'm just going to be Bo. That's different, I think, than the previous guy.
Simp, we talk about all the recruiting coming up to a head here in February, but a big boost for this team came when Marlon Lucky said that he would return.
Yeah, I think that's a big boost. You get differing opinions on it, but I think it's a boost in this regard. I'm looking down the list of the top rushers in the country, and you won't find many seniors to be on that list right now, guys who are going to be seniors next year. I mean, the highest ranked one is Javon Ringer at Michigan State. Finished 20th nationally in rushing. He's the best senior to be that you'll find. I think Marlon will be among the top two or three, for sure top five, returning senior running backs. Now, that's partly because that list of juniors that came out is impressive. But fact remains, he'll be one of the better senior running backs in the country. And you saw what he did. When he wants to run, and he admitted now that he was pussyfooting around a little bit last year worrying about injuries for much of the season. But you saw late in the year, basically starting with Texas, where he started cutting loose, and he ran the ball well. So I think it's big. I really do. Now, I also know that Bo Pelini loves Castillo. He's high on Castillo from what he's seen on film. So I think that you'll look at those two and you'll have a pretty strong backfield.
One thing I find very, very interesting is Marlon coming out.
Welcome to the Daddy Show, by the way.
Sorry, I get excited here.
Hey, Doug.
I got questions, Sid, but he won't let me ask him.
Well, when Marlon...
Because we want to talk more about Marlon. We know about Marlon.
You know, Doug, though, when Marlon Lucky comes out and says a degree becomes important to him, I think you saw a true maturation process in a young man coming from Los Angeles
He's
to Nebraska.
Just saying that. Come on. You probably said that.
No, I think that's real. I know what you're saying, Doug, and a lot of times those quotes are, you know, sports information directors typing those things up.
Yes, yes.
But in this case, I do think it's important. And I know from talking to his guardian, Wayne Padden, that degree is huge to Marlon. So I think it's real. I think it is a sign of maturity. I think also probably he weighed... I don't know what. No. He sent in a deal to that NFL advisory committee that gauges a player's draft status, and he's not saying what came back. And usually, if they're not, you know, if it came back second, first round, those guys are telling everybody that they can find. If it came back lower, you don't hear much about it. And that, my guess is, if it came back lower.
Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal-Star joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There's a lot of just football stories that we haven't touched on here in a while, or at least not too deep. Collins Okafor reconfirming his commitment earlier in the week. Josh Williams, the defensive end out of Denton, Texas, says, you know what, I'm still going to come to Nebraska. Just a brief comment about those two and anybody else that might do the same.
Josh Williams, yeah. Josh Williams to me is the bigger of the two because I think, well, I can tell you that he's a type of kid who might, God, now I'm going to sound like those recruiting guys, but I do think, based on what I've heard, is that he could maybe come in right away and play on that weak side defensive end. And you look at the schools that recruited in Texas, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Missouri, Colorado, Kansas, Arkansas. He's obviously high end. And the big thing with him, Doug, so I'm glad you asked. The big thing is he is friends with Will Compton. They camp. They've gone to camps together, and I think the staff feels like that they have this kid from Denton now, Josh Williams, and they gives him a better chance to get Compton to lure him back into the fold. I don't know if they still count. I don't know if Nebraska's still counting Will Compton as a commit. But, you know, he's wavered. Now I think that they feel like they can get him back solid.
And before we let you go, Sip, Nebraska Aggies, what's going on? All these ex-Husker coaches and players, and Mike Sherman must have thought that Bill Callahan was a genius or something. And, boy, Buddy Wyatt's the first guy I'd look to hire to run my defensive line because, boy, was he a bang-up job here. Bill Callahan, has anybody heard from him? Has he said anything to anybody that anybody can track? It looks like there might be some interest in him in a Big 12 school.
Well, it may be, but I think that he's close to getting hired if he hasn't been hired already. I just don't know where. I mean, Bill, as you know, I don't know. He's not talking to me, I can tell you.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it is what it is. But listen, I wrote it this morning. He's going to be working somewhere prominent. It's going to be a major college, or it's going to be an NFL team. He's not going to sit out. He doesn't have to look hard for jobs. What he's had to do, my guess is, pick the best one. Because there's been a lot of interest.
Boy, Jets and Chiefs, that's a tough decision there. Good Lord.
It doesn't look like the Chiefs. Maybe the Jets.
Sip, thanks so much for the time on short notice. Doug already feels a lot better.
Doug, it's nice to talk to you guys. I miss you.
Take care, buddy. All Steve right, Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, takes care of us with the Husker News. Husker beat writer, does a great job, and love to have him on the program. Hey, let's make you a winner going into our next break here at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. I want to give away, let's see, this is Wednesday. Let's give away a pair of hockey tickets. Is that okay, Daddy?
Yeah!
You can pick Friday or Saturday. Ohio comes in Friday or Saturday. Friday or Saturday. Friday or Saturday. 1-888-455-ESPN. I actually am going to throw a trivia question out there today. Going to throw this trivia question out there today.
Do you want to ask if they know it?
No. That's too much fun some days. Here's the trivia question. For
they quit calling.
They hung up. They're a little worried.
Now they're back.
They're a little scared. You know, I got a couple here that I want to choose from, but I'm not sure which one that I want to go with. So let's throw this out. This is kind of obscure. The Creighton men's basketball team started 0-2 in conference this year. How many consecutive conference games has Creighton won after the 0-2 start? How many consecutive men's basketball games has Creighton won in conference since the 0-2 start? A pair of Tri-City Storm hockey tickets to either Friday or Saturday. In fact, let's give away two pair. Two pair of tickets you can pick Friday or Saturday. Back after this, 1-888-455-ESPN.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Danny Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Storm Hockey!
Storm Hockey!
It's your team!
The Storm hosts back-to-back games on January 18th and 19th against Ohio at the First Tier Event Center. Friday night, NTV teams up to bring you Battle of the High School Bands. And then on Saturday, it's the first annual Salute to Ag Night, sponsored by Farm Bureau, Kearney Implement, Nebraska Pork Producers, and Ag Ventures. Purchase your tickets by calling 308-338-8011 or online at stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey, presented by Fiero Wireless.
It's the National Pizza Championship, and here comes the thin crust team, John.
Yeah, led by pepperoni, of course.
For the deep dish team, there's mushroom, olive,
and their 140-year-old kicker, Tabasco.
140 years old this year, John. He just gets better with age.
I tell you, Bill, Tabasco sure kicks life into this deep dish team.
And what's amazing is this hot shot kicks for thin crust, too. And here's the opening kick.
Here we go.
Original Tabasco brand pepper sauce, 140 years old and still kicking.
Vizio's award-winning TVs provide customers the greatest value for their dollar. Each season, certain athletes perform far above their salaries, providing the greatest value for their teams. The folks at Vizio share this commitment to performing beyond expectations. And because of that, they've created the Vizio Top Value Performer Award. This year's candidates, Derek Anderson, David Garrard, Devin Hester, Brandon Jacobs, Greg Jennings, Brandon Marshall, Log on to Vizio.com now to vote and be automatically entered to win a Vizio 47-inch flat panel LCD HD TV.
This is number 3, Jimmy Jensen of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A snow and blowing snow advisory is in effect across the area today, as we'll see some snow showers and an inch or two of accumulation is possible by tonight, along with areas of blowing snow developing. We'll see temperatures stay steady or falling through the 20s with north winds 15 to 30. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 21.
No Tom Petty.
Hey,
you know what?
That's okay.
I'm trying to figure out. This could be... Derek, are you under the weather?
Not really, no.
This is like the first pre... You know, I know he had Petty in, but... First pre-2005 thing we've had on the show in a couple of years.
I was going to say first pre-Lil Wayne, before Lil Wayne was born.
You want some Lil Wayne,
Dad? No, we don't want no Lil Wayne. What's that umbrella deal? What's he saying? No. That umbrella deal cracks me up. I'm more worried about Dick Turpin. We've been trying to catch up with him. I think he's building the teepee. Maybe the teepee fell on him. Well, he shot four deer. He's standing there high so he can get under. He's cutting a can in half. He's got some matches lit up, and he's trying to make some s'mores, I guess, with some berries and fruit. You know what? If that teepee did happen to fall on Dick, we're just going to have to load him up and take him to Dr. John Klingensmith, because Dr. John Klingensmith is going to be able to put him back in shape, make him feel great for the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo coming up this weekend at the Max Center in Omaha. Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulative therapy. I'm not even sure if that's what I've got today, but they primarily use this art and science to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, got that, headaches, usually, lower back pain, oh yeah, and most sports injuries. Well, my only sports injuries was just sitting in the bleachers last night. For 18 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided relief for many area residents suffering from carpal tunnel syndrome all the way to back pain from pregnancy. So the next time life bangs you around, get relief at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic of Kearney, 11 West 31st Street. They afford easy access to the office, convenient parking, 234-4940. Call for an appointment today. Dr. John reminds you that the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament can be heard on Power 99. Championships from St. Paul, 3 o'clock approximate start time on Saturday. We do have our winners for the Tri-City Storm. The Creighton men have won 4 consecutive conference games. Everybody was putting dirt on their heads after they started 0-2 in the conference. Now they're 4-2 in the conference, 13-3 overall. So once again, we have to root for Creighton, I guess, or at least pay attention to Creighton instead of Nebraska. Creighton, if they get in, you got to think they're going to be able to play in Omaha at the Quest Center in the NCAA tournament. Who are our winners today, Derek?
Mike and Jeff, both from Kearney. They're heading to games this weekend.
Yes, that's better than mine. I'm just glad we took a break when we did, so I could see that ESPN Deportes little break in there, the Sports Center. That Liverpool and Luton here in the 87th minute, they fire and score. Liverpool win 1-0.
That's it, isn't it?
1-0.
The Deportes minute is only soccer. Have they ever shown anything else besides soccer?
I don't know.
Maybe the Tour de France?
Wow, I don't know that.
It's like always soccer. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed any of our interviews, you can log on to the Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Doug and Daddy podcast is at ESPNSuperstation.com, as well as the brand new Doug and Daddy blog. You got something to say? Maybe you're scared to call us up. Maybe you don't have the time to email us during the show. Well, you can email us anytime. But you can list your opinions. You can fire up a new topic. Maybe there's something you'd like us to talk about on the show. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and take part in the brand new Doug and Daddy blog. Coming up later on in the week, we've got more giveaways. We're talking to the Elite Eight women's basketball chair tomorrow on the show. Pat Nijin, the head wrestling coach at St. Paul, going to join us Friday to talk about the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament and a variety of other things coming up this week. What do we got left for MAC tickets, big fella? Still got some?
We want to get rid of a family four-pack? Let's do that right now. Family four-pack, you just have to say, hi, Derek. You got to say, hey, Derek, hi, Derek. You know, he's going to answer the phone. He's going to go Doug and Daddy show. If you go, am I the winner? He's going to hang up on you. But if you go, hey, Derek, he's going to give you a family four-pack to the RV, hunting and fishing, boat, RV, expo, MAC Center going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Douglas, I found it interesting at the tail end of the USA Today where they've got the odds. They've got all the potential Super Bowl point spreads already put there.
New England, obviously, over Green Bay would be 14-point favorites. They would be 17 over the Giants. Should San Diego win, they would be favored in both games as well. 3.5-point favorites over Green Bay and 6.5-point favorites over the New York Giants.
I can see one of those four matchups where Doug would be definitely taking the underdog. Chargers, Packers.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the Packers are the second-best team left.
Mm.
Chargers are hot. Let's face it, though. Come on. Come on.
Interesting.
Isn't it interesting how Indianapolis' defense was horrid last year, and then they stepped up in the playoffs, yet their defense was great this year and didn't step up in the playoffs? Although, looking back at that, Peyton Manning threw a couple of passes that his players, his receivers, just dropped or batted in the air so that somebody else could go get them in the red zone.
You know, the one guy that's engaged with somebody out there, the ball flips right up to him and basically gets knocked down. The ball falls into his chest.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's not the way you wanted your season to go out, but don't forget you can hear both of the championship games. The AFC game is early. Many people think that might be the better of the games. Who knows? By the Chargers taking on the Patriots. Kickoff shortly after 2, then around 5:30. Yes, different start times, 5:30.
Why would we do that?
Prime time ratings. And you can. They don't play next week, so you can start them late enough to worry about flying out. Then it'll be the Packers and the Giants. Daddy has, we've given away the tickets to the Mac Center and the RV Boat Hunting and Fishing Expo.
Yeah, Derek from Eustace picked those up.
So Derek said, hey, Derek, I'm Derek.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Hey, DMD.
What's up?
You know, got a little snow blowing around out there. It's just not a nice day.
No.
But you know what? We got a deal this afternoon. I know Wednesday afternoon, a lot of guys take Wednesday afternoon off throughout the year. They go golf. They go bowl in the winter. But now, maybe you've been bowling, maybe you're tired of bowling, and need to go check out the golf simulator at Prairie Hills Golf. It measures ball tracking and swing speed. Come anytime to practice on the new simulator. Prairie Hills' new clubhouse is open every day at 8 o'clock and stays open until midnight. Voted the best state-of-the-art simulator of 07. Tracks the ball, not the screen. Play their 9 or 18 holes. Call for a tee time. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Nick, and Kurt. See the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, just 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10. Check them out today. We've been hearing some great things about it already, and a lot of people trying that out.
It's not an Amber alert, but it's a Dick Turpin alert. We apologize. We had Dick Turpin scheduled to go today, but evidently he's enjoying this weather, and maybe we'll be able to catch up with him a little bit later on in the week to talk more about, because, Daddy, you were looking forward to chatting with Dick Turpin. Had some, being the fisherman and that you are, had some questions that you knew he'd be able to maybe point you in the right direction.
Well, Dick Turpin's got to see, you know, do a lot of neat things in the outdoors, see some beautiful places at different times of the year. It'd be interesting to get his thoughts on that. We'll try and catch up with Dick before this weekend. Did you know that the Tennessee Titans fired Norm Chow as offensive coordinator?
Yeah. Yeah, so he would have been open to come here.
Oh, God, thank God.
Well, you got to think he's going to be a high-profile college offensive coordinator immediately. All these people that are looking at Callahan, wouldn't you take Chow?
I certainly would.
Well, there's a shot for you. Hey, we do want to thank Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal-Star for helping us out today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, we will talk to Tina Cray, Sandy Michael with the Elite Eight Division II Women's Basketball Committee as they are in Kearney previewing the national championships in a couple of weeks.
Do you know Norv Turner was from Martinsville, California, home of Joe DiMaggio? Interesting. We'll see you tomorrow at Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.